Now joining the program, Winona State head football coach, after concluding the regular season last Saturday against Minot State, they suffered a big loss, 56-23. Coach, it looks like you had a lot of trouble with that triple option threat. What was so difficult defensively about trying to slow down that running attack from Minot State?
Yeah, they did a good job, and that's the issue with option is if you're not flowing and fitting it right and tackling well, it can be a long day, and we gave up big plays, and we did not defend it as well as we did the year before, where we had a shutout going into the fourth quarter. And I think when you look back on it, a lot of it, we got to be able to tackle better when we're there. There were a few where it hit an open gap more on the inside and interior play, but we bounced off a number of times, and not an excuse. It's just the reality of it, and we got to be better. We have to find a better way to navigate that trip. To be honest, 12 hours in a bus the day before is not ideal, and that's again, these are not excuses. These are just challenges that we got to. We just got to play better in that setting, and that's our job to get it figured out.
What was the message to the team afterwards when you spoke with them in the locker room? You know, the final game of the season, a season that most probably feel a little disappointed about, but what did you tell the guys after that game on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, when we stepped into the huddle, I knew everybody was obviously already disappointed, and we didn't play anywhere close to what we could, so just a ton of frustration. So I didn't belabor that point much. The focus was more on the seniors, the journey, the people in the huddle, because there's a ton of emotions, and football is a special game where our kids pour so much into it, and very emotional, certainly for the seniors, but everybody, because this is that's the last time this team is assembling, right? It's you may be here for 4 or 5 years, but you have 4 or 5 different teams. It's the last time these 120 guys are a team together. And so there's emotions there. So tried to focus more on just the gratitude for the journey and that and the seniors, rather than we got to do this better and this better. I mean, those things seem kind of trivial in that moment. It doesn't mean we ignore them. We're just going to focus on them more with our future team, rather than the seniors that are standing in the huddle crying,
If you could, one word to describe this season, Coach?
Roller coaster.
And why is that?
I just feel like we have high highs and low lows. When this football team is on, especially when it's on and playing at home, we can hang with anybody, and I truly believe that. When this team is off, we can get beat by anybody, and I mean anybody. And that's not disrespectful to anybody we lost to or beat. I'm just saying we have more of a spread on this team than I have ever seen in terms of when you're on and when you're off and the execution that we see on the field. And I wish I knew why. I can't really right now point to a reason why that is. But it certainly was apparent this year. That's why I say roller coaster, because there was high highs and low lows.
You maybe don't know the why yet, and I'm sure you're going to dig deep and figure out the why as to why that margin of error, the margin of mistakes is so wide, as you mentioned. But how do you get that margin of error thin as possible? You know, do you need to know the why before you get to the how?
I think that certainly helps. I mean, we have ideas. The reality is we've been a 500 football team the last 2 years, and we're not okay with that. We're certainly thankful to play the game and certainly thankful for the wins we've got, but we're not here to be a 500 football team. I mean, ultimately we're here to impact their lives, certainly, but I'm talking about like the goals on the field. It's not good enough. And our process is perfectly designed for the results that we're getting, because that's the process that led to the results that we're getting. So part of it is we got to do a deep dive into how we do everything all year long. And that's more of a coach's and leadership question, certainly. But I know that this team needs to become more disciplined. I'm not saying we're undisciplined. We have to be more disciplined. We have to be more consistent. And that's on and off the field with our preparation, our execution, our composure. It's not just in the games. I think what you see in the games is what comes out, what you've trained. And so we have to be more disciplined and consistent all the time. And that 360-degree, 100% buy-in in all ways of life, because the game is just a byproduct of, you know, how you've trained yourself to be. And and I think the other area that, you know, maybe people don't want to look at is we got to get more talented. That's not disrespectful to our current team. We have a ton of talent. We got playmakers, and we have to get more of it. And that's a recruiting thing. That's a transfer thing. That's a refinement of our current roster in the weight room in the off season and those kind of things. We have to be better. I mean, when you look at the three teams still playing in the playoffs, and you're going to be truly objective, which is certainly harder for me than people outside of all programs. I would say that those are some of the three most talented football teams in the league. Mm-hmm. Because I put our coaches up against anybody, and the buy-in of a process and the culture that's been built and the plans that have been made. And that's not to place blame. That's just saying, I think we got a ton of good things going here. And we got to continue to find ways to get better and better players to execute it and be better at coaching it. So I'm not pointing fingers. I'm saying we got to be more disciplined. We got to be more consistent. We have to be bought in all ways, and we got to continue to elevate the talent of the football team.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom, give us an idea of what the next couple of weeks look like and how you sort of quickly transition into the offseason, coach.
Yeah, I think our focus immediately is on our current roster and like the current team and the season and even the seniors and getting feedback and having one-on-one meetings and reflecting and all those sort of things. And they have one-on-one meetings with their position coach, their coordinator, and myself. And that's for the next couple weeks. Then our whole focus shifts to recruiting. Not that you ever are not focused on recruiting, but when you're trying to win a football game, that takes up a lot of the hours of your week. And where our focus is going to go all in to recruiting for a few months until signing day. And again, not that you're ignoring your team, but it's just the focus flips. And then after signing day, then our focus goes back to our future team, which is none of the seniors, obviously, but then all the guys participate in the spring football and the transfers that have come in, and we work with them in the winter and meetings and weight room. And so our focus goes from our current team to the future, which is recruiting, to the, you know, the team moving forward, which is the spring football.
You talk a lot about talent and you want to bring in talent. But overall, looking at the team that you have, the potential players that you might bring in, the freshman classes that you continue to recruit, the transfer classes that you continue to recruit, you know, what is your feeling as you look ahead into the offseason and look ahead into next year? You know, what type of word would you use to describe how you're feeling about the future of this program?
I think the word that comes immediately to mind is I'm excited. Because I got a ton of belief and a ton of faith in the future of this program. And if I didn't, I shouldn't do this job anymore, to be honest. And I don't say that because I think I have to. I say it because I truly believe it. I truly, truly believe it and have faith in the kids in our program, the coaches in our program, Winona State. We can do it. We can do it. And sometimes growth is happening underground, and people can say, oh, whatever, you got to win more. And that, you know, people can think what they want to think. Our standards and are for our team, and my standards for myself are so much higher than anybody outside could place on us or me. I'm excited. And as disappointed as I am and as frustrated as I am to be a 500 football team, sometimes you need to go through that to get where you want to go. And how shallow would our belief be, or the boldness of our leadership to like quit on ourselves or each other because the result didn't match up what we thought it could be. Mm-hmm. And that's not what winners do. I think winners keep showing back up even when they don't win on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. And some of the coaches and teams that I have the most respect for were the ones that have gone through adversity and they just kept showing back up and kept showing back up and kept showing back up. And that's not to say that like the work you're putting out there is unimportant. Like at some point programs need to, you know, change things dramatically. I don't think we do right now. That's from players and coaches. So when I talk about bringing talent in and transfers, I'm not talking about, you know, starting over. I'm talking about just supplementing the great things going on here. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do.
That's head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom. As always, coach, appreciate the time. A joy to cover you this season, and we'll keep in touch throughout the offseason, I'm sure, and into next year. Brian Bergstrom, thanks again, coach.
Thank you.